The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul. Today's saint is a father of the church, so-called because he's one of the early church leaders who actually knew one or more of the apostles. Let's meet Saint Ignatius of Antioch. What we know about Ignatius' life is sadly quite limited. We know that he was a Syrian, born around 35 AD, who became bishop of the key city of Antioch around 69 AD. Tradition holds that he was a disciple of the Apostle John, and as one who had learned about Jesus directly from one of his disciples, he was, throughout his life, firm in defending orthodoxy, or right teaching, and right practice among his flock. One thing that is known beyond a doubt is that in 107 AD, during the reign of the Emperor Trajan, Ignatius was sentenced to death for refusing to renounce the Christian faith. During the long journey from Antioch to Rome, he wrote 7 letters, which we have to this day. Significantly, they are the first documented cases of the use of the term Catholic Church. 5 were letters of encouragement sent to churches in Asia Minor. 1 was to Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna. He was also martyred for the faith under the Roman persecutions. The last letter was to the church in Rome, begging them not to try to prevent his martyrdom. In that letter, he wrote this: "The only thing I ask of you is to allow me to offer the libation of my blood to God. I am the wheat of the Lord. May I be ground by the teeth of the beasts to become the immaculate bread of Christ." Ignatius' wish was granted. He died in the Circus Maximus, bravely facing the lions up to the very end. The letters that he wrote prior to his martyrdom provide us with much of what we know about the life, faith, and structure of the early church. There is one last legend about Ignatius worth noting, though it is indeed almost certainly a legend. It identifies him as the child that Jesus called to him and set among the disciples when explaining who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God. It's found in Matthew 18:1-5. And though it may not have been Ignatius, it certainly epitomizes his spirit. I encourage you to read that passage right now. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.